How did the Pearls provide a healthy social circle for their teenagers? Mike tells us all about it.
Now, when our boys and girls were coming up, we had volleyball. I set up a volleyball court, and we invited all the young people over to play volleyball. And I played volleyball with them the whole time they were playing volleyball until I finally got too old to do it. And they got too good, and I started getting my face smashed with balls. Huh? Yeah, they got married. But, you know, 20 young people would come over of all different ages, and they would all play volleyball, and they would talk and exchange. Now, we would not allow them. We had a rule. We've got to sign up right now on the property there. The church property says no shirtless boys, no shorts, no immodest clothing. We won't let the girls wear tight pants. We got old ladies playing in dresses that go to their ankles, and they run up there and bend them, hit that volleyball like that, you know. They'll wear some kind of bloomers underneath, so if they happen to do a dive in the sand and the dress goes up over their head, you got some dollies sticking up in the air instead of a suntan. They have to dress modestly, but some of the girls will wear pants as long as they're baggy, and if they're not baggy, they can't wear girls' pants. You cannot wear girls' pants and they look modest on you in the store. But if you put on your daddy's pants, then it's okay to play volleyball in them, because nobody's going to lust after that. We still have girls who will try to come around, and we've gone out and said, you get your rear end off this court, girl. You're advertising too much. And so we've had to run them off. We had trouble a couple times. They'd go out to get pizza after a meeting or something, and it looked like it's okay. Had some older kids and everything. But you watch it, boy, they'll end up pairing up. So we didn't allow any overnight stays or no dates or anything like that. But the whole group with some adult sponsorship would go get pizza. Everybody'd go, and the kids would sit around and laugh and carry on with some nonsense and do the silly things that all young people do, you know. And they'd flirt with each other, and they'd eyeball each other, and you'd kind of get the feeling this one liked that one for a while, and then this other one likes that one. And what they're doing is very helpful. They're experimenting with different personalities. The girl is learning to know what kind of male she likes. She likes a guy for about 3 months without any talking on the phone or love notes. Just, you know, you can just tell that she's got her eye on him. And then she realizes he's a really jerk. She learns to read a man, that he's a jerk. He might be handsome, but, or this guy, he's a lazy bum. He won't work. Our guy learns this girl, when she gets in a tight in the volleyball game, she gets really grouchy. We don't want anything to do with her. Or this girl over here, you know, she's silly and she's dumb. And so we want a silly, dumb girl for a wife. And so the guys, relating to females all their life, learn to know what they like and are comfortable with in a girl. And the girl learns to know what she likes and is comfortable with in a guy. Now, every one of my children married somebody of their choosing that was different than what I would have chosen. Not against my will, but just different. I would go out and I would find a girl that I would like if I was 50 years younger, 40 years younger, and I would make some kind of arrangement, meet my sons, and my sons wouldn't like them. I can't understand why. To me, they were 10 plus, man, in every possible way. But my sons didn't like them. And then my sons would find a girl they would like, and I'd look at her and say, I don't like her. But they did. And so as I got to know the persons that my sons picked out, eventually, I started liking them. But they were different from my wife. They're different from the kind of woman I'd have picked, that I did pick when I was young, or that I would pick if she died. They're 4 or 5 years younger, for one thing. And so, that's just a joke. joke.
Thanks for listening. We hope this helps or encourages you in some way today. As always, remember to check out our ever-changing specials.